Das ist ein Nischma, das ist ein Ariel, schön, das ist ein Schuhe Falk. Okay. So, today's Shia is very, very soidistic a Shia. And that is the following. The way mikvos are built today is, the assumption is that people want to have a clean mikvah. So, if you could just dig a ditch in the floor, in the ground, and you're going to let it rain, which is all you need to do, really. You have a ditch in the ground, and you're going to have the rain water, and people will go in, eventually it's going to be a dirty mikveh, and people are not going to be happy with that. In Bnei Brak, they have one mikveh like that, Mishnah Tzareva. I remember there was a obituary in the New York Times when the four mikvahs, the four shiurim, and then I have like a longer series. So the longer series, I have the obituary of the Mishnah Tzareva of the mikvah that he had made in Bnei Brak, which basically doesn't rely on any changing of orders. You just have it, and it's obviously it's not the cleanest mikvah. And I remember Rabbi Willa called me up that day to discuss it, what was it based on. It was the New York Times, this type of mikvah. So, but in most mikvahs in the world, they want to be able to change the water on a frequent basis. So if you're using just rainwater in the mikveh, so the rainwater is going to get dirty. So if what we could do is very simply use tap water, and then we have last week. So if we could be able to use rainwater, that'll be the constant, but we won't have the people going into the rainwater. People will be going into the tap water. Oh, okay. Is this the same two from last week? Okay. Well, so then we could basically, simple way, have two oros next to each other, a bor tefila, and they call it a bor hashaka. And this has mayim she'uvim from the tap. At least mentioned last week, we assume tap water is mayim she'uvim. That was the whole discussion. Is it not? And then you have the Shamu over here, and this way people will go in here the whole day, and at the end of the day they'll stop up the plug, they'll plug it up, they'll take out the Mayim Shuvim, and they'll refill it with opening up the tap, and then they'll take away the stop, they'll do a hashaka, and then you have fresh water. And that would be a very simple way to make a mikvah which is clean. So based on the assumption that the mayim shuvim, when they touch the rainwater, become kosher. And that's interesting that, and you need a whole shofar sano, two etzbos, two fingers, and that's it. It's interesting that if you look carefully in the Mishnah, it really never says that you could do such a thing like this. Well, the Mishnah says, really, is if you have this movement, if you have two boroughs of Megashamim, and each one just has 20 saw, so then you have a hole in the wall, 20 and 20 is 40. The Erev Mikvos. Erev Mikvos is the Shofar Sanod. But it never says that a Shofar Sanod could necessarily metaher my Shulamah. That's, we showed him the Sumah, that, and that's normative Sak Halacha. Even though they're already shown him, others who didn't hold from that. So the Maisa, the Kublani, that we assume like that. So this is called a mikvah with a bor hashaka based on this idea. A mikvah to shvarech hanod to ogir chalog shtei etzvos, and the assumption is that even though it's shvarech hanod and the Mishnah is talking about tzirah mikvahs that are pachas mikashir, it applies as well to the matayah shuv. Okay. And that's a good way of, if you want to see who argues with this, on page 4, the Tshuva of the Rid, Tshuvas HaRid on page 4, says, V'chove ri kosta ve'lai Tshuvas al divrekim, omer she'ena she'uvim yishukim v'mikva kishveres anod. Dachitan eir mikvos kishveres anod. Adabke Erev Mikvos, below Erev Shu'uvim. Below Mahanya, who has Shakal of Shu'uvim. Right? You can't just. But if the Shu'uvim were totally, you know, you put the Shu'uvim into the body of water, that's something else. But if they're two separate areas and they're just being attached by this hole, then he denies it. I mean, what he's pointing out is it's not the Farish anywhere in Shas. That this is good. So that's an interesting thing, but it's the kupel in halacha in Shulchan Aruch that this is good. So even though the Tosfos HaRosh the Tosfos HaRid, you know, the Tshuva questions it, but nonetheless, this is the kupel. Now, as that, yeah, if you want to see in Shulchan Aruch on page 8. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Habal Arev Mikvah Pasul Lachaser in Mikvah Kasher Lachshira." So here he says the Feirish that if you have a Mikvah Pasul, right, like it's Shuvim, Lachaser in Mikvah Kasher Lachshira Shneim Chaserim Habal Arev. So we assume in Shulchan Aruch it's assumed that it's okay. Now, the question at hand is for the Shu'uvim to get the status of Megashamim when they have the Hashaka hole, does it have to be open at the time of when the person goes into the mikvah? So we say what we call Hashaka Chad Pa'ami is good, but it's just take off the plug, have the water touch, and then put the plug back. You know, this way the Megashamim will be more pristine, you know, ultimately. Because every time a person goes in, they displace, their body will displace water, etc. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Psach is based on the Tshuvas HaRosh, that it's good. All you need is Hashaka Kad Pa'ami. That's the Shulchan Aruch Psach based on the
Tshuvas HaRosh. However, the Shach, Kuf Yud Beis, says, Rabbeinu Yerucham Kosov, Shenestapku HaMefarshim, Im Nisha HaShov Be'Hashero, Okay, Shenestam HaNekav Kozel, Lepsulu Kivetchilo, Reveal Beis Yosef Zachim Moshe, V'tov L'Hachver L'Chatzila. The Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's over here. The official name of the Sefer of Rabbeinu Yerucham is told us Odom Makava. So he writes on page 7, David Kvot Echad Nokuv Echad Kosher, who is a Shurash Adol, this time the Stapku Echad Shov, the Stapku Hamafarsh Rivisha Hashov Bechshero. So he says, "Mesapku am mefarshim." Yesh mefarshim came the husha pamachas shuvein chozel psulo. That's the rush. But the Shach says we should be machmir. So the minhag is to be machmir. So that means that the women go into the mikvah. The plug is always out, not in the hole. It's unplugged. That's how all communities basically operate. The reason why you might think differently is because when the men go to the mikveh, the plug is in, usually, because they don't want to, why should they waste the good water? Because again, any time a person goes in, there's going to be displacement of water. And we'd like to, as we'll explain soon, we would like to keep the Mega Shomrim to be as pure, pristine as it could be. So for the men, the whole thing is just a chumrah. So they don't want to, you know, why should they waste the good water on the men? So therefore, for the women, it's always open. For the men, it is closed. Okay? But again, and the Tosfos HaRid is not considered a shita that's reckoned with in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So that's one way of doing it. This is called Hashaka. You know, the one is our... Okay? Now, another way of doing it, not through Hashaka, is called Zriya. So, the Zriya way would be like this. To take Megi Shamu, have it come in first, and then after when the Megi Shamu comes in, then we'll turn on the tap, and the water won't come in from a separate direction. The water will come in from the same direction that the Megi Shamu came in. Because the halakha is that we pass it. Once you have 40 sa'ah of Megi Shamim, then you can be marbe kol shu'uvim sheba'olam afterwards. Once you have your initial 40. Not all Rishonim agree to this, but that normative psak halakha is like that. That even though in the end there's going to be more shu'uvim than Megi Shamim, you only have the 40 sa'ah. But the 40 sa'ah creates the mikvah. So basically, what we're going to do is, we're going to first have the Megi Shamim come in first, and then Mayim Shuvim is going to come in after, and then it's going to overflow into the lot, into the Bor Tefila. So the Bor Tefila is where the people will go, and this is the Bor Zriya. Like Rav Shapiro always likes to quote from Chasam Sofer, like we're planting the Mayim Shuvim into the Megi Shamim, and that the concept of Zriya, that's in the Gemara. Anyone who learned the Sefta Makkos, even if you never know anything about Megavos, but you learn Makkos, you know, in the beginning of the Masechta, you have a little bit about Megavos there. So So this is another way of doing it, through for Zriya. So now, what very simple? What would be the advantage of one over the other? So very, very simple. At Mor Hashoka, you could forget to take out the plug. So if you plug it up, at the end of the day, after all the women leave, they're going to plug in, put the plug back in, they're going to vacuum this water out, well, I'm sure they're going to put in new water, but then they have to remember to take the plug out to make the Hashoka. Sometimes you can forget. Well, I told you that there was a mikveh that was made in a way that the Hashoka never took place. It was off. So they had a mikveh, but the Hashoka never took place. So all the people never had a, I told you last week that in the end of the day, a couple of Rabbanim held, maybe in the end we could be so miffed that there was a Hamshacha, I thought maybe the smach was the so miffed that the Tara, that the tap water maybe is not shuvim, which it's clear it's not the Mataka, but you don't do such things. So there was a mikveh. I mean, I am friendly with Rav Nachum Rosenberg, so he went throughout the whole world building mikvahs. But he knows all the horror stories of mikvah. There's another mikvah that a non-Jewish person was filling it up, and he had his coffee analogy. What is his coffee analogy? His coffee analogy is when you how you work coffee. You take hot coffee, and you put cold milk in, right? You put the hot coffee first, and then the cold milk. You don't put the cold milk and then the hot coffee, right? No one does it that way. So the way he was thinking is like this. The main shamim is the cold water. And then they're going to put from the tap hot water. This man doesn't know halacha, doesn't know. He said, what should you do with that? We should do a big coffee. So he first put the shuvim in first. And then he put enough to make shum from the first. This went on for maybe a good 10 years. And again, one rabbanim that was connected to this mikvah said, okay, there was some shacha, even though from shum shikukula, still a problem. That's not what we do. But I'm just giving you an example. So if you're the rabbi of the community, you have to make sure that you always bring in a specialist, but you have to, like Zchila, you'll be able to see, is there Zchila going on, is there proper Hashoka taking place, all these things, you'll be able to detect, So this is the, Now, this is like this. There is a Gemara in Yevamos, based on a Mishnah in Miklos. Page 13. Page 13. Zion Mishnah Bay. Hayuba Memsa Ah, Nosan Sov, and Nosal Sahareza Karsha. So, say you have a mikvah of a 40 saw, right? And then 40 saw Gishamim, and then you put in something puzzle, a saw, and then you take out a saw. You had a saw, out a saw. You had your initial mayim, your shaman.
So the Gemara says kosher, but the Gemara in Yevamos adds two words on page 14. Ad rubo. Amar of Atzi, Amar of Yochanan, ad rubo. The word you want that you should always have rove of megisham. So you can do this trick. You know, 50, you have 40 saw, and then you put something puzzle in, a saw, and then you take out a saw. Here the saw, you know, you're putting in the puzzle, you're taking out the kosher. But in the end, you can only keep doing this provided that you have the rove of the mikveh is what? Is kosher. Is the original make shaman. Oh. So there's a big machlokes rishonim on how you learn this Gemara. Between the Rambam, the Rosh, so what does the Rambam say? Let's look at the Rambam, page 15. So the Rambam says, Mikvah Sheyesh Barabim Sa, page 15, Dalad 9. Mikvah Sheyesh Barabim Sa, Mechuvanus, V'nasan L'socha Sa, Mayim Shuvim, V'natal Chachim V'nasa, V'nei Zekasha. No sin saw, no tal saw, ad rubo. So the big question is, what did you put in? I just was very vague. I said you put something in that wasn't kosher. So before the Rambam, I should say, the Rosh says you put in May Paris. You put in May Paris. You put in oranges. So you put in a saw of May Paris. And then you took out a saw. In a saw, out a saw. You can keep doing this as long as you have most of the mikvah. Say 51% is what? Is made kishon. Right? That's what the Rosh says. But the Rosh says, what would happen if you put my shuvim in? So then you can continue doing that la'olam v'ed. Because my shuvim is nitar with the zriya. Because when you pour it in, that's zriya. Because it's zaruah into the thing. It's totally going to be immersed. So we know, the halacha is, once this 40 saw, and then you put mayim shuvim in, it's no longer shuvim. There's no shuvim by May Paris. So the Rosh says, do this by the May Paris up till, as long as you still have the 51% of Mei Geshamim. But if you're putting in Mayim Sheuvim, you can do that forever, because the Mayim Sheuvim will be converted into Mei Geshamim. This is better than a regular Hashakim. This is a Zriya. Right? So, that's the Rosh Hashita. But the Rambam's Kiddush is that the Gemara is talking about Sheuvim. So that means that by shuvim, you're also limited. You can only do it up to 51%. So you keep doing it, and every time you're doing it, you're going to take out some of the good stuff. So how do we paskin in the shayla? It's a big shayla. Because you do it, because according to the Rosh, is more makel. Say, by shuvim, there's no limit. Even though in the end of the day, there might not be even one tipa left of real megashom. So what? But the mayim shuvim is converted. So that's fine. The only time that had rubo is only by May Paris. But the Rambam has the chumrah that even by mayim shuvim, you have to only do up to 51. So how do we paskin? So at Shulchan Aruch on page 20, it's the Rosh. He says, it's talking about May Gisham, May Paris. And then he says, last three lines, Mayim Sheuvim? I feel also can add Olam Kosher. Add Olam Kosher. But then the Shach, in Samach Gimel, it says, Das HaRambam, the Mayim Sheuvim, Ad Rubo Dafka. but he quotes the Chumra of the Rambam. So it's Avav Yishachron Hiskimu L'Hachshir Mikol Mokom Ein Roy L'Hachmetz Arosh Bein Machlokas. He says we should be machmir, that our mukveh should be kosher even according to the Rambam, that we should have 51% of real miksham always. So basically what happens in modern day mikvos is the challenge of balancing the two chumras of the shach. You see, if we would do the hashaka and then plug it back in, like the Rosh says is okay, the Shulchan Aruch says is okay, then it's going to be husha for one minute, and then the whole 4 or 5 hours that the women are going to be tovel, there's not going to be any displacement because the plug is there. But we said before, we're machmir for what? The suffix in Rabbeinu Rucham to leave the plug open. So that means at any time a woman's going to come into the mikvah, her body is going to displace a lot of water. So a lot of the Mayim Shu'uvim now is going to go into the Vormei Keshavim at that, and then every night you can empty out. So in a couple of months, years, or whatever, however long it takes, there's not going to be too many real Megishamim left. And then you're not going to... And the other shock is that we should be choshes for the Rambam to always have, a 51% of May real Megishamim. You see, if we would just follow the Shulchan Aruch, we wouldn't have any problems. Because the Shulchan Aruch tells us that you can plug it back in. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, even if you didn't plug it back in, and it displaces, so what? It's all, we're talking about Mayim Shuvim, and Mayim Shuvim is Nichshar. But since the minhag is to be machmir for both shachs, that's the kudus, that we're going to leave the plug unplugged. Not for the men, because we don't want this for men. Why should we waste this thing for the men of this displacement? Because they don't really have to go meikaret in anywhere. So then back and forth. So therefore we're choshish. So then what do you do? Now most probably the Rambam, we'll see the sheet is a chumrah de rabbanon. Some of the Rambam says maybe it's like maris ayin, that in the end of the day you're not having really make a shamim in your mikvah, so it's maris ayin or something like that. Probably a din the Rabbanim. So the question is, what do we do to satisfy both shaks? You want the cake and eat it too. Like if you're trying to do all the shittas, so what do you do?
So the fifth Lubavitch Rebbe. The Rebbe Rashab.
He came out with an einfall. And his einfall was, let's do a new form of Hashaka. Instead of doing this, what his thing is known is called Bor Al Gabe Bor. So basically we just, and you only have to have one cavity in the ground. That's why Rosenberg says it's much cheaper to make. That's why, you go on vacation, you have mikvahs all over the world. Chabad made mikvahs all over the world. So basically, like this. Put Mei Gishamim in. Then put the floor on top. And then put the Mayim Shu'uvim on top of that, and the assumption is the Mayim Shu'uvim is going to be heated, like we said before, because it's cold, the heat rises, and there'll be much less displacement. I think he had two holes. This could be that somebody will put their foot on the hole, while they're going to the mikveh, they'll stop up the hashaka. But they put two holes far away, so you won't be stepping in both holes. It only needs one hole. And this is Bor Al Gabe Bor, and that was his attempt to solve this issue. So if you're a hardcore Lubavitcher, you want dafka this mikvah. This dafka this mikvah. And So basically, what poor I'll get before.
Meaning,
they're going to do it every day. They're also going to put in the plug and take it out. It's not going to be like this. But in other words, in the course of the day, different men and people are going to come into the mikveh, and the question is, how, you know, there's going to be displacement. But the assumption is there'll be more displacement side by side than like this.
Do they have a way to refill the megashaman?
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while megashaman we don't refill so often, but they'll take it out and, you know, maybe help two of them, they'll refill. But that was the other thing. Now, those that were opposed to the Chabad mikveh, everything has to have opposition, so basically said that we spoke the first year, and we discussed a concept of katafra seina chibor, which we discussed the following case. You have a slope, okay, and then you have, say, 20 saw of make shaman in this, and another 20 saw here, and then there's water going down. So could that create a connection between, it was on a slant and a slope? So the Mishnah says in Taurus the Katafras is not a chibur. So then these are two, even though there's water connecting, it's considered two separate entities. Okay? So those that opposed the Chabad Mikvah said, maybe based on the Divrei Chaim, whatever, that the biggest katafras is a 90 degree angle. Right? That's the biggest slope you can have. So he says, Bor Gavi Bor is a 90 degree angle. There's one on top of the other. So that's the biggest katafras. So here you're trying to solve a chumrah. You're trying to solve a chumrah that the shach is machmir for the Rambam Shita of Nosan Savadat. But it could be your whole hashak is no good, because maybe this is Bor katafras. The simple answer is that katafras ein achibor is only if the water is flowing down. But if it's a stationary, even though it's a slope, but there's nothing moving, what's called katafras ashborin, that lachor is a chibor. So therefore, that's the simple shot. And therefore, I think that the Chabad mikveh is, there are those that don't hold from it, you know, whatever. But I think it's kosher l'chatchila, and I tell anyone when they can use a Chabad mikveh to go on vacation, and you know, sometimes the Chabad is mikveh in town, all over America. And they're cheaper to make, that's why, because it's only one cavity in the ground. And so there was some that said like this. Let's just make another hashaka bin hatzah. In other words, even if you want to not like the Chabad mikvah, we'll make another hashaka. So this way, even though this may not be good, we have a hashaka from, you only need one hashaka from the kosher. And even that was like a whole big fight. That was a whole big fight because for various reasons. Maybe there should be a gzeira, just like what the Gemara says in Shabbos, that people used to, after you go into the mikveh, you go into Mayim Shuvim. So it's tamei because people eventually won't do both. They'll just go into the Mayim Shuvim. So maybe if you have two hashakas, one is a good, you shouldn't do them, but and other complications, but this l'chora, suppose the shore should be good. So a Chabad person will always want to have a hashaka underneath, but underneath the board field. That is the definition of a Chabad mikvah, that there's hashaka underneath the board field. And then they might put extra things. Now, the way the world is, so there's a rav from Choshev Talmud Chacham here who's making a mikvah in his community, and he asked me my opinion. So I said like this, I said to him, for sure I hold it's good, and especially if you make a hashaka bin atzad, I told him, the Shiva Shechevin community, but you shouldn't do it. I said, because you're going to do it, and people are going to say that your mikveh is Chabad, and especially with all the politics that's around Chabad, and all the things, they're going to say that this mikveh is not good, it's questionable. And then once you say questionable, we're not talking about, people don't necessarily know all the halakhas. Questionable, then everyone stays away. And then that's going to be a problem, so I says, don't do it. So, but the minute today, what people do, and I'll show you the pictures, is they do a double borg on the borg, but minatzat, not underneath the board tefillah. So in other words, they'll do a hashaka and a zriya. I'll show you the pictures here. Rav Yirmiyahu Katz in his sefer has the nice pictures. Yeah. Look, the picture start on page 4. Another question before we see that, I'll just show you. In the Igros Moshe, two things. First of all, is a Chazon Ish that says that when you do a Bor Zriya, you know, on page 34, so all the kafir is the kafir no khosh mai ma boy in Israel be ashbor yes is that kafir ki hat sino dorch ke no mat mi nek af mikva cuz but you should have the water coming in when you do the zriya. You should have it coming in from the bottom, in other words, so it shouldn't be. So the water, the megashadim that's coming in, should be coming in at a lower place than it's, say you make a hole here, it's coming in at a lower place than where it's going out. So this way, one of the questions that one could ask on the Bor Zriya is how does the Bor Zriya work? Because the way it's working is the water's coming in and overflowing, but then isn't the water, the mikveh in a state of what? Zechila, when it's half, when you're kashering them, right? Because the water, see how, this case, everything is stationary. This side is stationary, and then they meet in the middle. Here, it's movement. So the Chazon Ish said, so basically have the water come in at a lower place than it's going out. So this way, when the, in other words, here, the water comes in here, okay, and here's the big shadow, and you have your, it comes in at a lower, the tap water will come in a lower spot than where it goes out. So this way, because it'll be a high spot, then it's always in a constant state of movement. It will come in at a lower space, then the mind shuvim that's going into the make shaman will come in into a lower space than where it's going out into here. It'll be dashboard. It'll be sedentary for a little bit, and then it'll come out. Because if it comes in here and it goes out here, then the second it's coming in, it's rolling out. But if it's here, so then for a second or two, it'll be, you know, it's not moving anywhere, and then it moves up. That was the Chazon Ish's, but Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva to to whom? To Rav Ruderman, right? Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva to Rav Ruderman, where he says, Rav Nochem Rabinovich is the Rosh Hashiva of Male Adumim. Tshuva, page 35, is to Rav Ruderman. Rav Nochem Rabinovich, you know, Male Adumim, you know, Male Adumim, Rosh Hashiva. All the Krakowski fellows from the yeshiva are grandchildren of Rav Nochem Rabinovich. So I met him once. I was okay to meet him once. Rabbi Hurt had this thing to have davening like 6:30 in the morning or something like that, and then he would invite a guest speaker afterwards, like 7:15 in the morning was the guest speaker after davening, and we have some muffins. And so one time the guest speaker was Rav Nochem Rabinovich, and he invited me to come, and I discussed this tshuva with him amongst other things. But he was a rav in South Carolina, you know, and he was in Jewish College in London, and then he was in, he's originally from Toronto. Rabbi Neuberger had him as a rabbi in Toronto. That was one part of his life. Then he was in Jewish College in London, he's North Carolina, South Carolina, and then now he's in Male Adumim. You know, so he asked him, Rav Ruderman, the Talmud of Nochem Rabinovich, asked this question: how does it work? How does the Riyah work? Because Riyah, the time that the water is getting nikshar, is being zokal. So Rav Moshe says, don't bother me. It's a Beferish Mishnah, that is Paragvav Mishnah Ches, where the Mishnah talks about you having Mayim Sheuvim, Mayim Megishomim. I have Elyon on page 1. Arbon Sov, Tachter Eklum, Vimale Bekosik. You take Mayim Sheuvim and you put it on top here. Like this. You have two holes. So you have the Mikveh here, Megishomim. And then you have the Sheuvim, you pour into here, and then it goes into here. So that's Zeriah. Zeriah is a Mishnah. Of course it's good. So what's the answer to the question? Ah, it's a good question. So it must be, Rav Moshe says in that tshuva, that Zechila is a psul in the Maisa Tefila. But it's not a psul in the mikvah. The mikvah is still a kosher mikvah. It's just you can't be told of in such a mikvah. I don't know, you have to figure how that works with that Broad, Rivash, it's not so simple. Because other Acharonim say, maybe in Echonami, the case in the Mishnah was that the water was settled a little bit, and then it would flow over. You know, it's not so simple. That is. But Rav Moshe said, you know, so the Maisa, Rav Moshe says, so when you're kashering the mikvah, you know, no one's going into the mikvah right now. It's being, the Zeri is happening, so it's not a psul in the mikvah. The mikvah is still going to live. In the Maisa Tefila, etc. But if you look here, you take a look on page 38, you have Mikvah and Bor HaShaka. So, you see, the water comes in, Dalad, is the Silon we discussed last week, right? The Silon, it comes, that's where the water is coming in from, the Megishamim. And then Os Hay is the Habshacha, right, the runway, and then it goes into the Bor Hashaka. Because we never let any water into the mikvah without doing the Habshacha. This way, you know, as Rav Ruderman points out, knocks out any Doraisa problem. Okay, and then Vav is the tap water. You open the tap water, and then Zion also has its own Habshacha, and then it goes into the Aleph. That's where the people go down the steps. And then it meets in the hole in Gimel. So you have the tap water in Aleph, the grain water in Beis, and the Gimel is the hole where it meets in between. That's the Bor HaShaka. You see, they're both coming in from different directions. In page 39 is the Bor Zeriah, where first you have the Beis is the boar Zeriah. In other words, Os Hay Hay is the pipe. You see the pipe, you can see through the wall here. Pipe. Goes through that pipe, hay, is a pipe. And then that's the rainwater. It takes a hamshacha involved and then goes into bays. That happens first. Now you have your pool of, and then you open up the tap water of gimel and it goes on shacha dalad and it goes on top of the rainwater, and then it goes into Zion, and that's the Zriya. So they're both coming in from the same direction, whereas in the other case they're coming in from a different direction. And then a lot of mikvahs do today, they have both of them. They have both of them. And then they can do a bor gabe bor min hatzad. And that's what common mikvahs today. In other words, they'll have the bor tefila, and then they'll have a shaka from here, a zriya from here, and then one of them will be boral gabi bor. And boral gabi bor min hatzad is not such a problem, because even if you want to say, because there's the Rash that says that even if you want to say that katap is eder chibor, that's only by a daraisa. So the bor tefila, when you go in, that's a daraisa. It's shuvin, it's a daraisa. But the bor that you're not going in from min hatzad is only. Only a question of nosim sov and not also, which is only a din derabbanan, and therefore, if it is, so if you have the hashaka underneath, so you want to tie it to a katafris, but a katafris could be machshir a psul derabbanan according to the Rash. He says efsher. The Rash here says efsher. So that's why, but. So the Lubavitchers, you know, want to have dafka underneath the bor tefila, but everyone else, dafka doesn't put it under the bor. Not because, you know, they hold it possible, but that's the way to do it. And so I told this Rav that if the Maisi, you want to build a mikvah, so the Lubavitchers, okay, we're not going to be happy, but how many Lubavitchers do you have in your community? And then you have all these yeshivish people in the community that are going to go, you know, it's just not worth the aggravation. So it's not that they're passing, whatever. It's not worth the aggravation. So Mamela, that's what I told them to do, and that's the basic construct of. So the Bor HaShaka has its, you know, has its milas that you don't have any issue of the mind being zochlin. The Bor Zriya has its milas that it's all coming in the same way, so you won't forget to do a HaShaka because it's coming in from one way. The Bor Zriya has its problems because a lot of water is going to get dispersed, you know, much more than the Bor HaShaka, if you're putting it in from the same direction. So we do both, and we do a Bor Gabi Bor on one of them, I forget which one, but we do a Bor Gabi Bor for that tzad, and that's the, so this is all the chumras, al gabi chumras that are invested in a modern day mikvah today.
If you all got a Bor,
I tell people Chabad because kosher. I know, like one Rav says, oh, if it's a Friday night, she has to go Friday night, then they can use a Chabad. I hold that's ridiculous. If it's good on Friday night, it's good on Thursday night. And if it's bad on Friday night, it's bad on Thursday night. You understand? So I happen to hold that Chabad mixes on kosher. Not everyone agrees to that, but I disagree with that approach of the Machmirim. Okay. There's always more to say, and thank you, Rabbi Stein, again for. You can talk more, and okay, kol tov.